Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We are live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game, Nashville Studios. Second day in pads today for the Titans. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
And I will say, the entire start of the show changed after practice ended today. And the reason being, Jeffrey Simmons spoke to the media. I said at the end of the show yesterday, I go, how are the Titans going to handle this? And I said, if I was Rand Carthon, I'd call Jeffrey Simmons into the office and I would say, you've got two choices. Either you get up in front of the media and you address this, or I will get up in front of the media and I will address it and we will be talking about having a different captain. So you pick. So after practice was over today, Jeffrey Simmons chatted with a PR member and then got in front of the local media scrum. Probably should have done this at the podium, in my opinion, but I understand why he didn't. And he got in front of the local media scrum, and he delivered an apology for, Ian, how long do you think the whole thing is? Like 3 minutes?
The whole clip? The whole Simmons thing?
Yeah, the whole Simmons thing was
something
probably
like that. Yeah,
3 minutes. And so he talks for about 3 minutes, but it really, this is the gist of it. And then he kind of just kept repeating himself over and over again. Here's what Jeffrey Simmons said today.
Well, before y'all get started, we all know what happened yesterday. A lot of y'all have been here since I've been here. So y'all know me. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be seen as. I talked to Buck. We have an understanding. I have an understanding where I'm coming from. I have an understanding where he's coming from. He have a job. I have a job. At the end of the day, I take full accountability of my actions on the field. I mean, that'll never happen again with me. Like I said, I always talk about that switch, when to turn it on, when to turn it off. I was kind of still had it on coming off the field, of course, with the way practice went. But that, like I said, that's not me. It'll never happen again. And to all you guys, like I said, I apologize. And not because it's hit social media, but it's because who I am. That's not my character. And I think from here on out, like I said, from that point, like I said, I spoke on about it. I'm ready to move forward. Any football questions, I'm here to answer.
Okay. So he said that, and then again, that was basically every question was, he answered some of them differently, but for the most part, it was kind of the same, right? You know, that's not who I am. I'm ready to move forward, so on and so forth. I have different feelings about what Jeffrey Simmons did today. I have a positive feeling and I have a negative feeling. We're going to start with the positive. At least he did it. At least he did it. I was afraid that the Titans were going to sweep this under the rug. I was honestly a little disappointed in Brian Callahan today that he stuck Denard Wilson out there to be the one to talk about this first thing in the morning at 8 a.m. Whose team is it? So I was disappointed by that, but not surprised. We talked all amongst ourselves on the sidelines during practice today about, you think Simmons is going to talk about this? Of course not. And so when I saw Simmons walking over, I thought to myself, oh my God, he's going to actually talk. And he did. And he apologized. And he didn't point a finger at Buck. And he didn't say it was his fault and it's your fault. And it's, now, he didn't, you know, there were some messages inside of that that, again, we'll discuss. But at least they did it. And I wouldn't say I feel bad for Simmons. He brought this upon himself. But the sad part about this is most people are going to see the viral video of Simmons going nuts on Buck. And that's what they're going to remember. And Floyd used to always talk about it when he was GM, that your reputation around the league matters. And that's going to be Simmons' reputation. Most people across the country who saw that video yesterday probably did not hear that apology. Well, I heard it, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the fact that Jeffrey Simmons, who I think we can all admit is a little sensitive, admitted that he was wrong. The other thing about this is a new team. And I've been covering the Titans now for 10 years. And of the 10 years I've been doing this, this is the newest, freshest, from-scratch football team they've had. Even Mike Mularkey's first season in 2016, Mike Mularkey had been the interim coach at the end of 2015. This wasn't like it was a new guy we were getting to learn the way that we're getting to learn a new guy in Brian Callahan. That team had Jarrell Casey. That team had Delanie Walker. And Marcus Mariota had been the starting quarterback the year before. So in my experience of doing this, this is the most bare Titans team that I've ever covered. This might be, again, the most new Titans team since 2014, 2006. It's a new team, and we don't know who the leaders on this team are going to be. Sure, DeAndre Hopkins is here, and he could qualify as a leader. Amani Hooker's here. Will Levis, they say, is a leader, but I think we're all hoping, and they are too, that he ascends into that leadership position. But the one guy who isn't new in all of this is Simmons. He's the one guy. When you go to the stadium on Sunday this season, the only jersey that people didn't have to go out and buy for this season was the Simmons jerseys they've already owned. So he's the one guy in that room that's got some skins on the wall for the Titans. And he should be the leader of the team, the way Jarrell Casey was the leader of the team, the way Delanie Walker was the leader of the team. That should be Simmons. Had Simmons not spoken today, had he not apologized, I'd have written him off as a leader forever. I'd have said, I don't ever want to hear leadership in this guy's name mentioned in the same sentence. So today was the first step in building his reputation as a star and a leader on this team. Today was the first day in building that back up. To me, and again, I already had my issues with Simmons as far as leadership was concerned and sensitivity and thick skin and all that. I already had my issues going into yesterday. It just confirmed it. But he blew the whole stack for me. So now he's going to have to earn it back little by little, day by day. Leadership is not something that you just wake up and say, okay, today I'm going to be a leader. It didn't just happen overnight for Derrick Henry. Didn't happen overnight for Ryan Tannehill. And this is the first opportunity that Jeffrey Simmons has had on this team to be out of the shadow of Henry, Tannehill, and Kevin Byard. Right now, it's his opportunity. This is his opportunity because there isn't somebody on this team that just screams, that guy is the leader of that team. I even heard D. May say in the last segment, before they got off the air, he was like, look, man, just because you put your hand in the middle and say team on three does not mean you're the leader. And so where I sit today, I don't count Jeffrey Simmons as a leader. But he's going to build it back up, or at least he has the opportunity to do so. Had he not done that today, had he not gotten in front of the cameras, which again, most of us expected they weren't going to do, which I think maybe says something more about the Titans, but had he not done that, I would have written him off as a leader forever, and that would have called into some serious questions about the leadership of the organization, and I'm not talking about the players. But he did talk. So it's the first step in the right direction. You cannot unring that bell. And what he did yesterday was embarrassing. It embarrassed the entire organization. So, as somebody who roots for this team, even though I know a lot of you out there seem to think that I don't, I do. As somebody who roots for this team, as somebody who wants to believe in this football team, which I do, I want to believe in them. I'm not saying I do believe that this team this year is a good football team, but I want to believe in the Titans. I want to believe that they can be a contender. I want to believe that at some point in the future, the Super Bowl is in front of us. At least today there was some accountability. Because yesterday was so incredibly embarrassing. It was such a bad look for Simmons, and it was such a bad look for the team. And again, while most people around the country will only see the video, they'll see the action, they won't see the reaction, I'm glad somebody today was accountable. He wasn't that accountable. I didn't really want to talk about it. But he did get up there, tail between his legs, and he did say he screwed up. And this organization has not done a lot of that lately. So at least I appreciate the effort. Now, there's another side of this that I don't like. That makes it kind of seem, at least, I wouldn't say a little insincere, but maybe like a little PR 101 for Simmons. A little free advice. We'll do that next. Stillman & Company, 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Very fascinated, by the way, about what Chris Sanders, at the end of the hour, what he will have to say about this, because you know Chris has got an opinion. You want to know what I think it might be, Ian?
I think he has two options.
Two options. Get better or get bitter. Let's talk about Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. August starts tomorrow. And when August starts, for a lot of people, that means summer will be over. The beginning of August, when I was a kid, was very depressing because it meant school was coming back. And even though the kids are headed back to school, you can leave the homework to Hiller. This month, enjoy back-to-school savings. And I'm saying this month, August, enjoy back-to-school savings with offers like a $99 drain cleaning, $500 off high select high-efficiency HVAC systems, $500 off new tankless water heaters, $1,000 off whole home generators. Visit happyhiller.com for more details. That's Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, Electrical. Proud supporters of the Preds, the Vols, and Vandy. Hiller, call the Happy Face Truck today.
You seem very angry with us in general lately. What's the root of that? What can
That's not me. We're going to move forward from that. I'm ready to focus on football. I just want to win. Like I said, I'm not with all the social media stuff. I got a text message even from PR lady, just even delete social media while I'm in camp. Like, because like I said, I don't want to get the text message. Told my family, don't send it to me no more. None of that. But like I said, I'm not angry at you guys. I don't have nothing against you guys. You guys have a job. I have a job. We know you guys are going to critique us. I mean, we're not going to like it. And like I told earlier, like, we also have a right to speak our opinion as well, just like you guys. So I'm not angry with no one. Like I said, some of the stuff, I just don't like what some of the stuff be said. That's my opinion. So like I said, I'm just ready to move on from that. Like I said, yesterday is unacceptable, and we came back to practice today. I had a great day.
In general, do you need to get, I guess, pay less attention to social media?
I'm focused on football.
I'm just moving on. I'm just focused on football. That was Jeffrey Simmons. So at least he spoke. Had he not spoke today, had he not spoken to the media, I would have been ranting and raving, and honestly, I wouldn't have been just disappointed at Jeff. I'd have been disappointed at the organization. At the very top of it, I would have been disappointed. Now, nobody gets in trouble for something they haven't done, and people definitely don't get in trouble for things that they don't do. And in this case, he did speak. So you got to give him credit. Now, the one thing, I got to give Jeffrey Simmons some PR advice here. There's actually two things, but the first is PR advice. The second is the reality of the situation, what he thinks it is, and what I know it is. The first is the PR advice. When you screw up and you have to be accountable for it, you have to take questions. And Simmons didn't want to do that. When he first got there, he talked about, I'm sorry, I talked to Buck. That's not who I am. You guys know me. I want to move past it. And now I'll take any football questions. No. If you're going to be accountable, which again, this is about leadership. Nobody watched Simmons yesterday act like a total clown and thought to themselves, you know, maybe he's not a good defensive tackle. Nobody thought about that. They thought he might be unhinged. They thought that he might not be a good leader. They thought that he might be a fraud. But they didn't think that he's not a good football player. He's a good football player. So when you do when you have the mea culpa press conference, you actually have to take questions. When you are constantly bitching about the local media, which Simmons is, I'm sorry. Whether it's the Buck thing, whether it's the Twitter thing, whether it's going on the other radio station and talking about me thing, whatever. It doesn't matter. When you are constantly mad at the local media and everybody gives you opportunities to say something and you say no every time, well, at some point, it's like, okay, well, then what's the point of this? It comes off as insincere. It comes off as a, I am coming to talk to the media about what I did wrong yesterday, and I am sorry, and I know there's been a lot of drama, but that's not me. I want to put the team first. Now I have to endure 5 minutes of your questions, and this is your opportunity to ask. Now, if somebody asked him about it 2 weeks from now, he could say, hey, I already talked about that. But this is the time that you have to answer the questions. Years ago, as a radio host in Boston, he's probably the most talented and successful guy in the entire country. His name is Michael Felger. Got in a lot of trouble. Roy Halladay, the pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies to the Hall of Fame, passed away in a plane crash. And Felger mocked it and mocked it pretty hard and almost lost his job over it. And again, he's, I think, unequivocally the best radio host in the country. And he almost lost his job. And you know what he did? The next day, they didn't fire him. They released a statement saying they don't agree with it. They didn't fire him. They didn't suspend him. They didn't dock his pay. He got on the air, and he took calls for 4 hours. And said, hey, if this is the day that you want to air out your frustration, if you want to read me the riot act, if you want to spank me on the bottom, today is the day to do it. After that, they moved on. But Simmons sits in front of the media and talks about, I'm sorry, I talked to Buck. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Well, that's not how this works. And Simmons is right. He has a place to voice his frustration. You know, that the cut we played at the end there where he was like, you know, some things I don't completely agree with and, you know, I feel like I should be allowed to. You should. So when I ask you in a press conference about it, you can answer it. When they ask you today about it, you can answer it. So just a little PR advice. If you're going to have the accountability press conference, you need to take questions for the actions that you are trying to be accountable for. It's as simple as that. In fact, I'm not even sure he really understands what the job of the media is, but that's his business, not mine. The second thing is the leadership stuff. Now, I said when he and Arden Key started crapping their pants over what the local media was saying, again, this is Nashville, Tennessee. This is not New York. This is not Chicago. This is not Boston, where once again, radio hosts have to spend whole days apologizing because they make fun of tragic death. We don't do that here. We are a bottom third NFL city in terms of size. I'm not saying that Titan fans are bad fans, but the amount of fans compared to, say, the Cleveland Browns, it's not even close. If you can't cut it in Nashville, like you think you can handle Philadelphia? Think you can handle Chicago? But again, I said when they couldn't take it, I said, look, that's not leadership. If you can't deal with what everybody on the outside saying and either metabolize it to make you good or completely block it out, you're not a very good leader. You think things like that ever bothered Derrick Henry? Of course not. But Derrick Henry went about his business. You think, again, Derrick kept saying on the midday show, Eddie George and Steve McNair never acted like that. But Simmons constantly wants to tell everybody, and he did today in his press conference, that he is the leader. I am the leader. Here's an example of that.
Most definitely. We talked about everyone know I'm a leader on the team, and I don't want none of my teammates saying that. And like I said, that's not who I am. You know, I look at myself first, because being a leader, you have to point the finger to yourself first. And like I said, me and Buck talk. We have an understanding. And like I said, I told him where I was coming from. He told me where he was coming from. Like I said, ready to move on from.
Being the leader, as the leader, I'm the leader. That's not really how leadership works. You know, when the Patriots won their first 3 Super Bowls, Tom Brady wasn't the leader of that team. Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, those guys were the leaders of that team. Now, Brady became the leader, and when they won the second 3 Super Bowls, you bet your tush, Tom Brady was the leader of that team. But it wasn't just like, okay, Tom, you're the leader. Okay, Johnny, you're the leader. The last time the Titans tried that where they just pointed at somebody and said, "You're the leader." Ken Whisenhunt did it with Taylor Lewan. And Mike Mularkey, as the tight ends coach, thought it was such bullcrap that he stripped the captaincy patch from him, publicly embarrassing him. And I think we all know Taylor's a doer, not a leader. And I was listening to D-Mace on the drive back from practice, and even D-Mace kind of pointed this out of like, whoa, now. I'm not sure I can say you're the leader of the team. Here's what Derek said today.
You address it, but you don't get into the back and forth verbal, you know, sparring with them. You say what you need to say in a respectful manner, and hopefully they do the same, and you move on. What gets you is when you linger around and you start continuing to throw words out there, because you're going to throw words out there that you wish you wouldn't have. And I'm sure he threw some words out there yesterday that he wished he could have had back, because there were kids waiting there for your autograph or whoever's autograph, but they're in earshot of what you're saying. So it's not the end of the world. You're not a bad person. I didn't say he was a bad person yesterday. I just believe it was a moment. And he can't have a moment like that when you are considered, I'm going to just say, one of the leaders. Because until you prove that you can consistently not do what you did yesterday, I will consider you the leader. Right now, you are one of the leaders. You want to be the leader. You haven't reached that pinnacle of being the leader yet. You can get there, but yesterday was a setback.
I think he would know. So when I hear Simmons talk about, I'm the leader, I'm the leader, I'm the leader, I'm like, I'm not sure you are. And if you are, this team's in some deep doo-doo. So maybe bring that down a notch. I don't want to hear the I'm the leader talk from the guy who looks at his cell phone and then can't stop himself from going outside the locker room, making an ass out of himself, and then the next day being like, well, you know, it's hard. I'm trying hard out here on the practice field, and I can't just turn it off. I'm like, so what are you, like in a game? You come off the sidelines, you're trying your hardest, you're fully, you know, fully invested in all the adrenaline, and you're going out there trying to kill a quarterback, and you come back to the sideline, and you tackle the lady on the sideline who's working security to keep fans from running on the field? Of course not. Yeah, you can turn it off. That's a lame excuse. So I don't want to hear all this. I'm the leader talk. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I did ask Simmons a question. And you can't hear it in the audio, but his reaction, it did make me laugh. It made me laugh a lot. We'll touch on that next. Snowman & Company, 615-737-1025. Chris Sanders later this hour. His take on all of this. Will they get better? Will they get bitter? We shall see. 615-737-1025. The Game Summer Ticket Tour is presented by Green River Whiskey and has two more stops. Join Joe Dubin at Burrow Bourbon and Brews at 124 North Maple Street in Murfreesboro tomorrow from 4 to 6. We'll have your chance to win free tickets to upcoming concerts in Nashville, including Bush, Train, Dierks Bentley, and more. Also, get signed up for the grand prize, tickets to a Preds home game, Sounds game, and to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. For more details, visit thegamenational.com/tour. Green River Distilling Company, Owensboro, Kentucky. Alcohol by volume varies by product. Please drink responsibly.
Did you talk to
last
Amy
one,
yesterday
last
about
one.
What happened?
Huh?
Did you talk to Amy yesterday about that?
No, I think I talked to my people in the locker room. I talked to the people who I needed to talk to. I didn't talk to Miss Amy about it. I mean, I know who, like I said, I addressed it. We're moving on from it.
That was Jeffrey Simmons today, and that's the only question I had. Jucked Amy about it? And he's like, did I talk to who about it? Did I talk? Amy, you know the woman that pays you $20 million a year? Did you talk to her about it? No, what? Why would I do that? And the look he gave me, I told Joe. I was like, my favorite part of that whole thing. He looked at me when I asked it like, what the hell? Why the hell would I talk to the owner? I'm like, well, you're the highest paid player on the team. You're supposedly the leader of the team, though we have serious doubts about your leadership. But as of right now, you are the leader of the team. And she owns it, and you embarrassed it. And you didn't just embarrass it like, oh, yeah, you know, people around town are talking about it. No. I did a search yesterday. I wanted to see, like, where all this was getting to. TMZ, Fox News, like, it's all over the place. And I got to tell you, if I was the highest paid player, if I was the star of the team, I want to have a conversation with the owner. You know, even here, like, even here at our radio station, I've got a boss. My immediate supervisor's Chase. He's the program director. Above him is our general manager, Sean. And I talk with him. But I've been here for almost 10 years. About 9.5 years I've been here. Gosh, time flies. 9.5 years. And if there was something serious, if there was something serious, Bud Walters, who owns the stations, who I know, he wants to hire people, let them do their jobs. And when it comes to, you know, again, managing me, he wants the people that manage me to manage me. But if there was something where I embarrassed the entire radio station, I'd want to talk to Bud about it. Because I'd want him to know, hey, man, I know I embarrassed you yesterday. And I just laughed about that. One texter says, goodness, I can't listen anymore. You are not a good person, Jared Stillman. What if I said that's not... Ian, help me out here. What if I said that is revealing of my character today?
I don't know. Nothing really stands out as far as revealing to your character. I guess you've been a little harsh on Jeffrey.
But... I was harsh on Jeffrey coming into this. Last time I checked, when we anoint people king of the world, oh, he's the leader, he's the best player, he's the star, give him the money. We expect him to act like it. Sorry. One texter says, it's kind of funny how many times Simmons used the word leader when talking about himself. Good leaders don't have to self-proclaim themselves as a leader. When something happens, they just naturally do the right thing. So here's what I would say about like how I view leadership. If you are a leader, you know it. And if you are a leader, that's something that is in addition to what you already do. But at the same time, and this is how I view leaders. Like, I'm not talking about how I would handle whatever, but I'm just saying like how I think there is an expectation level when somebody is going to lead that they realize they have to be more accountable. And I'll give you an example. The first day of training camp, Ian, do you remember whose car was parked in the facility first on the first day of training camp?
Levis.
Will Levis. And the team photographer got a picture, and they put it on social media, and everybody on Twitter, you know, the fans, oh, well, that's my quarterback. He's the first guy there, 4 a.m. in the morning on the day of training camp. He's the guy. You think Levis wanted to wake up at 3:30? On the day of training, you think Levis, because Levis isn't old enough to have to pee in the middle of the night yet, but you think Levis just couldn't keep it. He was so excited, he couldn't keep it in, so he had to go wake up and get to the facility. No. Will Levis knew, hey, I'm QB1 now, and I'm not going to talk about being QB1, but I'm going to show him how serious I take being QB1. And he was the first person to build it. And it's actions like that every day that make you a leader. Not just saying, I'm the leader. Doesn't work like that. Derrick Henry's attitude. That's the consistency. That's what made guys want to be like Derrick Henry. And then the results follow. I mean, I don't think it's that complicated. But who knows? Mike from PA says, quote, I talked to the people I needed to. That tells me how he views the owner. I think, again, like, Simmons, he doesn't understand. Probably because he's not a leader, but we'll give him an opportunity to see if he can, you know, right the wrongs here and become one. But the owner is the most important person in the building. We all look at, you know, who runs the team, who's in charge, and we think coach and general manager. But I've always talked about when it comes to guys like Derrick Henry or it comes to quarterback decisions, the owner is the one in charge. I've heard people that said, When watching this Giants in-season Hard Knocks, and John Mara, the owner of the Giants, is walking into Joe Shane, the general manager's office, and he's asking questions like, you know, I don't know about Saquon. You know, what are we going to do about Saquon? I want Saquon back. You know, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping if Saquon goes to the Eagles. I saw that, and I'm like, you need to go re-sign Saquon Barkley. He's telling you, we need to re-sign Saquon Barkley. Now, Joe Shane's a dope, and he didn't do it, but the owner is the one who is in charge. The owner is the most important person in the building all the time, and Floyd told me that early in my tenure that everybody in the NFL knows it, including Bill Belichick. And he's like, oh, I talked to who I needed to talk to. One texter in the text line's like pretty sensitive, I guess, about how they're not getting the auto response from the Wilson County Hyundai thing. It's like, am I blocked from texting the text line? No, texter. Ben in Cumberland City, you are not blocked from texting the text line. It'll be okay. Oh, my goodness gracious. Dylan says, I kind of feel like since Simmons didn't get thrown out of practice yesterday, that other players are going to feel like they can get away with that stuff too. And if they get thrown out, then they will complain about the superstar players getting special treatment. Murray swung it wildly today. This team seems to have no discipline, and I think it's because they have a happy-go-lucky head coach. So I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about Murray swinging at Wiley. I saw them getting into it, and I saw DeAndre kind of, I'm not going to say DeAndre broke it up, but DeAndre positioned his body in between. So I can't tell you that he swung at him today at practice. But Kenneth Murray was talking the talk, which honestly, like, just go play. Like, just go prove you're not a bust. And I understand it's football and guys are going to talk trash. But if I was a bust and Kenneth Murray's a bust, drafted by the Chargers, fifth year option, not picked up. They didn't re-sign him. I guess, I don't know if that technically counts as a bust. I guess Corey Davis was kind of the same way. And I guess technically Jack Conklin was the same way, though the Titans tried to re-sign him. So I wouldn't say Conklin was a bust, but kind of feel like Murray's a bust in L.A. Just go prove that you're not a bust. Just go play. The other stuff, I'm not worried about. And I'm not worried right now about the Titans. I'm not worried about them having a discipline problem. And I said this when I was talking about Brian Callahan yesterday, and I would have thrown Simmons out of practice. It's Callahan's prerogative to not throw Simmons out of practice. I don't know. It doesn't sound like Sean McVay did anything to Aaron Donald when he took his helmet off and smacked a guy in the head with it, which I didn't like. And then the NFL came out and said, we don't manage practice. We manage the games. Okay. Aaron Donald could have killed somebody out there, but that's, again, their issue. So maybe he looks at it the same way. Says, oh, no, it'll be fine. And maybe he's right. Well, that's the way he parents his child. I might parent my child differently. I don't know who's right. But I would have thrown him out there. Now, if they'd had a couple of fights today, then we would have been talking about the coach. But I really didn't see any scuffles today. Again, I saw Murray talking trash to Wiley. I saw DeAndre get in the middle of it. To me, I wouldn't have even thought about it if I didn't see the texter say into the text line, hey, did Murray swung at Wiley today? Maybe they kept it going and it went back and I just didn't see it. But I didn't see it. One texter says, no leader has to tell people that they are the leader. Jeff is sad, but he's definitely not the leader of this team. That is Will Levis or DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I'd love for him to become that, but if you've got to tell people that you are the leader, you are not the leader. True leaders don't do things to hurt the team. He took all the attention away from football for a whole day. I don't know if I'd say Levis is the leader of the team yet. I think Levis is trying to prove simultaneously that he is a starting NFL quarterback, which again, jury's out on, he has to prove, and also proving that he's the leader of the team. But again, those things, leadership is not just anointed. It's earned. And so for Levis, I think he's got a lot of people that are rooting for him, But I'm not sure that he has a lot of people following him yet. That will come. Confidence comes because of success. Just like, again, being a star player comes with success. And people following you because you are the star player comes with that success and the way you carry yourself. So it'll be a little bit of time, but we shall see when it comes to Levis. Someone said, saw one report where Murray swung and a different report that said he smacked the helmet. Again, all I saw was them jawing, and DeAndre just kind of positioned his body in between. It wasn't a big deal. 615-737-1025. Might be wrong about it. I don't know. 615-737-1025. I know there wasn't a melee today on the field like there was yesterday. Chris Sanders will join us next. Will he get better or get bitter? What will Chris have to say about everything that went down yesterday at practice and everything that went down today? We will do that next here on the program. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Sounds take on Gwinnett. First pitch, 6:05, Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan. Presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, Caudill Vet Clinic, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Well, before y'all get started, we all know what happened yesterday. A lot of y'all have been here since I've been here, so y'all know me. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be seen as. I talked to Buck. We have an understanding. I have an understanding where we're coming from. I have an understanding where he coming from. He have a job. I have a job. At the end of the day, I take full accountability of my actions on the field. I mean, that'll never happen again with me. Like I said, I always talk about that switch, when to turn it on, when to turn it off. I was kind of still had it on coming off the field, of course, with the way practice went. But that, like I said, that's not me. It'll never happen again. And to all you guys, like I said, I apologize. And not because it's hit social media, but it's because who I am. That's not my character. And I think from here on out, like I said, from that point, like I said, I spoke on about it. I'm ready to move forward. Any football questions, I'm here to answer.
That was Jeffrey Simmons earlier today, kind of opening up his apology. And then he was asked questions. And then his answers were kind of half answered them, kind of was moving forward, so on and so forth. But it's been a wild, wild week so far, and it's only Wednesday. Chris Sanders joins us now on the program, former Titans receiver. Chris, I was kind of bummed out after all the drama yesterday that we didn't have you on the show, because I am fascinated to know what you think. So what do you think of, shall we call it Simmonsgate? What do you think what has happened over the last couple of days here?
You know, first of all, I want to start off by saying that Jeffrey Simmons and Buck, squashing the whole thing. But here's the thing. You know, both guys are at fault. You know, I'm not going to go on one side or the other, but both sides are at fault. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, and I respect Buck. I respect what he said, whatever. But the thing about it is, talk about his game. Talk about him being, he needs to be a leader. Talk about he needs to get to the quarterback, as opposed to calling another man soft. See, we have to stop.
I was the one that called him soft. I don't think Buck called him soft.
No, but yeah. I do think Simmons is soft. No, he's. Jared, are you serious?
I do. I think he's soft.
Okay. Let me ask this. What is the definition of being soft?
I think he's sensitive. I think he's too sensitive to be able to be in the leadership position that he's in. You think that Tom Brady doesn't have things said about him?
No. Let me break this down to you. When you talk about being soft, that means you're real timid. When you talk about a guy getting talked about and getting upset, that means you just need to mature in that area. That means you need developing, controlling your emotions. That's what that is. Because I'm gonna give you a perfect example. You know, when I'm a really mild mannered guy, and it takes a lot for me to get mad. So I'm at practice one day, and I come out the field and I read the paper, and I look, and somebody says something in the paper that I disagree with, and they attack me and my family. I'm not gonna say his name. So me being irritated, me being upset, me being, you know, coming mad off the field, I went and I challenged him. I said, man, don't you ever disrespect me or my family in the paper like that no more. But then on the flip side, I had to take responsibility, because in that situation, I had to tell my emotions to shut up. My emotions were like, man, I want to fight you. I want to do this. But what I had to do is like a wad of paper that I didn't like. I should have crumpled it up, took his opinions, and threw it in the trash. Because at the end of the day, the only people's opinions that matter is my teammates, my coach, my head coach, my position coach. That's all that matters. So what I'm saying is, we gotta quit calling people soft.
No,
that's just my opinion. That's just my why.
No, this is football, that Chris is Sanders.
Jared, Jared, I love you and everything, but we gotta when we say soft. Let me ask you a question: if you and Jeffrey Simmons was in a alley, would you call him soft?
Yes. Jeffrey Simmons went on the other radio station and said, I don't think that this guy was talking about me in the tweet I sent out when he got mad about the old Jamal Adams thing, and I said it was soft. And he said, I don't think he'd say that to my face. And I'm like, yes, I would. I think that that's soft.
Jared.
It's not like the radio is some secret society here. It's not like everybody that doesn't have a radio can't hear exactly what I'm saying.
No, but here's the thing. When people make it personal. Now, if you talk about, you say, Chris, your route sucked. Chris, your the way you caught the ball sucked. But when people say, oh, man, you soft. Listen. See, sometimes, even with me, I'm a mild-mannered guy. So people think, oh, he's just quiet. He's mild-mannered. But you don't
understand.
Nobody
thinks you're quiet, Chris.
No, I'm just saying in general. Like when I play football, when I played football, you know, I was just really meek and whatever. So some people took that as being, oh, he's weak. No, there's a side of me that will tear your stinking head off. That's but at the end of the day, Jared, I have to tell my emotions shut up. I'm not saying Jeffrey was right. Jeffrey Simmons was right by disrespecting another man by calling him the P word. He was wrong also. So what he has to do, you know what I'm saying? He's got to take responsibility of not saying that word also to another man. So I'm not covering him in that. But what I'm saying is when Buck is going to talk about his performance, don't call another man soft. That's all I'm saying.
So when, I mean, again, the tweet that apparently Buck sent out that got Simmons all mad was about Simmons starting a fight yesterday on the field and saying sloppy and he needs to lock TF in. I mean, that's not personal.
Okay.
So what's he mad about?
That's not personal.
And see, here's the thing. Again, I understand what you're saying, right? Like, to me, personal is talking about somebody as a parent, right? Like, you know, his daughter has green hair, so he must be a bad parent. Not that there's anything wrong with green hair or anything like that. 100%. I'm just saying, like, using that as a joke. Sure. To me, that's where the line gets crossed. But if you're the leader of the team and you're going to pitch a fit on Twitter because you're a crybaby over the Jamal Adams thing, I'm going to call it how it is because you need to toughen up.
That is not a crybaby, man.
Okay, yes, it
let
is.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, it is.
Let me ask you a question.
I asked Simmons. By the way, To Simmons' point, he went on the radio and he said, you know, somebody sent me a tweet of somebody in the local media calling me soft. That was me. He sent out and I bet he wouldn't say it to my face. Now, I was out of the country, so I didn't hear that he said this until yesterday. Okay. But the next week, I asked Simmons directly at the press conference, what was he talking about? And he just, I'm just moving on, and that's it.
Listen.
I gave him the opportunity to say something. You got to say something?
Listen,
say it.
Let me break this down to you. Let me break this down crystal clear so all the listeners can hear this. When we're in the locker room, there's a brotherhood in there, okay? And when Jamal Adams came into the Tennessee Titans, that was a brotherhood. So when you're talking about Jamal Adams as a teammate, I'm going to be pissed off. Let me give you a perfect example. If I ever was in a community and somebody disrespected Derek Mason, I'm going to punch him in the face. I'm just going to be honest because that's my now I'm saying all kind of mean. I'm not going to let nobody disrespect my friend like that because we have a brotherhood. And all Simmons was doing is protecting his brother. It's not that he's a crybaby. No. If we call each other a brother here, because listen, a lot of the media, you're not in the meeting rooms. And I'm not being disrespectful to the media. You're not in the meeting rooms where we're building a bond and we have a brotherhood and we're talking about we love each other. We're going to war with each other. All these things. So when I hear somebody talking about one of my teammates, I'm going to get mad. It's kind of like with my wife, Faith. Listen, let me tell you something. If somebody ever disrespected my wife, I'm going to take a bullet for her. And that's kind of how – you know,
this is a little different, Chris. Your wife, your relationship with your wife to Jamal Adams being signed.
Hey, But Jared, that's what you don't understand. You are.
But we talk about players stinking all the time. We talk about Aaron Brewer stinking, Andre Dillard stinking. Where was Jeffrey Simmons in defense of Andre Dillard last year when everybody in town was talking about how bad he sucked?
Jared, again.
I guess he doesn't have his brothers back there, but he does have Alex.
But somebody on the offensive line should have said something. I guarantee you, if Bruce Matthews or Brad Hopkins or Benji Olsen and somebody says something about them, I guarantee you Brad Hopkins will go off. Why? Because you're talking about somebody that's close to them. That's what you got to understand. See, everybody thinks that players are just these big old babies that are emotional and this and that. You got to understand something. We're human. We have emotions. It's not that we're just these big Superman guys that don't have emotions and walk around like robots and, okay, they're talking about me and I'm not going to feel that pain. That's bull crap.
Okay.
You feel it.
I understand when, like, Will Levis and Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins last year got mad that the fans booed Malik Willis in the homestand.
Absolutely.
I get it. Now, I don't agree with calling the fans out. But that's their business. That's fine. I understand. But if Jeffrey Simmons is going to get mad about every negative thing that is said about the 89 other guys in the room, he's going to be spending a lot of time worrying about what Paul Kaharski's thinking and not a lot of time worrying about playing football. And that's why all these teams say, block it out.
Now, I agree with you 100% on that. Now, with that, I agree 100% because when you're talking about being professional, and we always say this, it comes with the territory. So what I had to do after I went after this person and told them how I felt, I left the locker room feeling like an idiot because I let their opinions, you know, determine what I was going to become. And I said, hold on, let me step back a little bit. Whatever you say about me has nothing to do with my performance. All I want to do is have the respect of my players, respect of my coaches. So what Jeffrey Simmons has to do, we always talk about guys being a professional. Being a professional is not finishing a sprint. Being a professional is not breaking down the huddle. Being a professional is doing things right every single time. So now when his emotions are like, man, I want to yell at Buck Rising, just stop and pause and say, okay, how is this going to look as being a leader on the team? That's where he needs to get better at. That's what I'm saying.
Last one for you, and I just feel like asking you this question. If you were on the team today, would you hate me?
No, because I love you as my brother. I would never hate you.
I'm not talking about like the way we are now. I'm talking about if you were on that team and I was on the radio. Floyd told me.
No.
He said if I was GM, I wouldn't go on the radio with you. And so you're even though I say guys suck and they're slow or this guy can't catch or this guy can't this. I mean, remember the argument we got into about Brock Bowers over Chig before the draft? I mean, if you were Chig's teammate, wouldn't you have to hate me? You just said if I hear somebody talk about my brothers, I'd take a bullet for him like my wife.
No. You know why? I would never be mad because I love you, brother.
I know. I love you, too. But still. You know,
but if you were sitting like in a locker room and I had a rock in my hand, I would throw it at you.
Former Titans receiver Chris Sanders, as always on the program. Chris, we appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Love you, brother.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm saying Chris Sanders joining us on the program. I have to say, I vehemently disagree with 95% of the things Chris just said. But he said them. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. I know. Some of you have texted and said, can we talk about what happened at practice? Yes, there is something about practice that is really, really freaking me out. We'll get to that next. I'm in the company, 1025, 106 for the game.